Rashi's Rashi and Ramban, what the Torah is referring to. Kadosh B'tiyu. Rashi says Kadosh B'tiyu means Kushin and Ma'araya. That's what Kedushin means. So Mochash HaTamotza Gedir Evo HaTamotza Kedushin. Kedushin means when the person stays away from Ma'araya, from Isha Ho'asura. And the Ramban says that it means something much more than that, and he develops the concept of one with a novel Vishu Satero. The person who only eats blood kosher, and he eats blood kosher every day. And he eats pizza, and he dresses a lot, and he has a lot of wives, and he drinks a lot, and he's involved in all the vices, everything in Olam Hazeh, everything's beheter. You can go to a kosher hotel in the mountains, and anything will be beheter. And the Ramban says that's a violation of Kedoshim Pim. So the person should be should only enjoy Tanugi Olam Hazeh to the extent that it's necessary to keep alive and to stay happy and to stay in a good frame of mind. But just to indulge in Tanugi Olam Hazeh, just la'anos atzmo, that's what the Torah says. It's us. That's what Kedusha means. So our generation finds this very foreign. Especially in America, everybody's so fat, everybody eats so much. The Ramban says that we're not fulfilling the mitzvah. I don't know about you, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. But you see, Ramban says that the person shouldn't be a level of Yeshua Sattva. Our fifth Noel Noel Elilim is the passage that answers the Yachtuas, as you all know. Do you like the Yachtuas thing in Yeshua? The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, our fifth Noel Noel Elilim means not that you're not permitted to worship Avodah Zarah. Lehi Masechta Lo Sasa Lechem, you're not allowed to make a Dovah Shal Avodah Zarah. Fifth Noel Elilim means to be koinah. That is forbidden, the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Some it's a din. Unless some higher authority knows better than the Gemara, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The din is that one is not permitted to study, to display, or to develop any interest in anything shall have a desire. Paintings of Avodah Zarah, architecture, sculpture, or anything like that. One is not permitted to study Avodah Zarah, to study books, to study, to take a course about Avodah Zarah. Because it's amazing. I don't think so. I don't think it makes any difference. The Pashtus and the Gemara wouldn't seem to make a difference. Then the Gemara says that on even if it's not a Dovah Shal Avodah Zarah, Stama painting, the Gemara says it's an Isser. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. B'Shabbos, it's an Isser of Dabba Dovah. To visit a museum, or to study paintings, or to talk about Dvarim Tehillim on Shabbos, it's an Isser of Dabba Dovah. Then the Gemara, then the Shulchan Aruch says that on the weekdays, it's another Isser. Or the Dibar Tabam about the Dvarim Tehillim. Yeah, we believe in Torah Mada. Mada means the Sheva Chochmas. It doesn't mean Mada means science, physics, astronomy, biology, bacteriology, whatever, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't mean literature. It doesn't mean Dvarim Tehillim. The Mishnah Berurah has a din that we're learning. That you say when you see a Chocham, Mechachim Lumas Olam. So you say Baruch Shenasan Mechachmasoy Lebasav Adam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rambam, from the Pasuk. What does it mean? A Chacham, a Chacham, it means one was a Chacham and one of the Sheva Chachmas. Not that he's a Chacham in literature. He knows all the Shakespeare's. I think they're all science. I don't think so. The Vilna Gaon has the quite a severe attack against the Rambam because he studied philosophy. Yeah. I don't think, even if you're moved to study philosophy, I don't think it's considered one of the Sheva Chochmas. Just because you see a very great philosopher, I don't think you would say a bracha. It's not. I don't think that's considered a chochmas.
Let's say a Christian theologian writes a certain analysis of, let's say, a human appearance, something like that. Can you read that? He doesn't put any theology, he doesn't put any theology that's not Christian. He just talks about how it's been handled from a philosophical point of view.
what do we need it for? Don't we have Jewish sources? I mean, that should be the reading in a philosophy course. That should be the reading in a book. We can find probably just as good or better in Jewish sources. The Jews have been talking about Yom Kippur way before the Christians. Theirs is a very young religion. It's only 2,000 years old. Let's remember, our religion is from time immemorial. Before Bria's Olam, our God existed. Kedem Bria's Olam. Their God is only a young God. You know the story about Rabbi Yonason Abishitz used to have all the time debates, not public debates. He used to have conversations with the local Galach in his town. So the Galach had different panics against the Jewish religion. So one of them was that why is it that by the Jews when they daven, they scream very loud. By the Goyim, they daven softly. So he said, very simple. Our God is a very old God. He's over 5,000 years old. He's a little hard of hearing already. So we have to scream that. Your God is a young boy. He was just born 2,000 years ago. So his hearing is not... young guy has a better fish hashem. But the Gemara learns it out from this pasuk. I'll think of my Elohim. It doesn't mean not to worship our Lizal Liyavdom. It doesn't mean Liyavdom. It means not to be painted to our Elohim, to study about their religion, to take a course about it, or to read books about it, or to study their paintings or so on. This Gemara is probably quoted in the Talmud Sarah. No? Atif Nehel Alim, Shabbos Kuf Memtes. It's right on the dot. The Torah has a din of La Solom Pula Socher Ritzpa Advoiker. This is a special din in Sphiris Poilim. It doesn't apply to every chiyuv. Let's say I broke your window, or the mamazik, or I stole your object and I have to pay Karen, Kefal, Dawud, hey, whatever. There is no din of La Solom Pula Socher Ritzpa Advoiker. This is a special din dafke by Sphiris Poilim. We have other dinim also dafke by Sphiris Poilim. We learned the Rabbi Natan Hoyam Gimel Din, hey. That by Sphiris Poilim you have to pay dafke bikesef. Rabbi Natan quotes it more like that in the end of Bavli Tzia, that if the worker insists on cash, I can't pay him shavu kesef. Shavu kesef is good. We didn't have that. Shavu kesef is good by Yoram Amasik. The Gemara says you can pay karka, meitav. If you pay metalpul and call me the meitavu, but by serious problem you can't give karka and you can't give metalpul. You have to give dafke kesef. And if the balabas, the boss, doesn't have cash, if the worker agrees to pay shavu kesef, it's fine. But if he doesn't accept it, and the balabos only has shavu kesef, so the worker can tell the boss, zil trachas vin v'aisi zuzi, you go and sell it, you go and you get me the money, because I want dafke money. Apparently the Gemara understands that, that's the meaning of solem pula socher. Pula socher means the cash. The tashlumi haskiris means the cash. Plus we say that you're not yet if you pay by check either, if the worker doesn't want a check. If the worker insists that he wants dafke cash, because the check is not the kesef, the check is ashtar. Shavu kesef, you can go get money from the bank, but it's not the kesef mamash. Torah says you have to pay dafke kesef. There are more dinim also. Tesis in the first perek in Kedushin has additional dinim, special dinim by Sphiris Poilim that don't apply by other cases. Tesis insists that the Gemara means to say there that the din of Shibuna de Rav Nassim doesn't apply to Sphiris Poilim. The other chayvus mamash would apply, but to Sphiris Poilim it wouldn't apply. Also, Kal Cherish is an Issa to be Mikal Kol Adam Yisrael. It's not limited to the Cherish. It's a Filu Cherish. Even a deaf person who doesn't hear the Kol, he doesn't get aggravated by it, he's still not permitted to be Mikal him. Kol Shkain, it's more of an Aveir if one is Mikal a person who can hear. Taisus in the third Cherish in my Kotlin is bothered with Akasha. How do we put somebody in Cherim? And you put somebody in Cherim, so you give him a curse. He should drop dead. That's what a Cherim is all about. Bezen curses him that he should drop dead. And when he dies, ultimately when he dies, when he's in the Cherim, we attribute his death to our curse. And he's considered one of the Harugei Bezen. That's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the graven don't observe Avelis. Right, right. The Gemara says, Sokhlem es Arono, means that you put a big slab of rock, you put a big stone on top of the Zoro, and on top of the cave later. And the Mordechai quoted by the Yeridei says to demonstrate that he really deserved skila. That he just like skila is one of the forms of Mrs. Bezin, so this fellow who died Misha Meis Biniduyo is considered as if he also died a form of Mrs. Bezin. So Tesis is bothered with the question, how can you give a guy a klola? Isn't it a violation of laws of Kalachesh? That's one should assume that Cherem is a din deraisa. Is Cherem a din deraisa? Is Cherem a din deraisa? The Ramban has a Mishpat Acher. Ramban has a country, it's called Mishpat Acher. He claims Rabban Afumish has also the kitzur, and Rabban has a separate country. So he says that cherem is a din deraisa. Not exactly the same kind of cherem that we're talking about, but I think the Rabban holds that all of these dinim of cherem are deraisa. Shalos, if you hold that cherem is only the Rabbanon, so what do you mean cherem is the Rabbanon? I mean, the Rabbanon were allowed to curse a Jew?
And
it was valid
until they came to
Mitzrayim. Right. That's like a neder. That's a cherem. That a group of people, a tzibur, is mekabel a cherem. Means it's Israel. So, tzibur took a neder.
So,
if you say kol nidre, that's a rei b'chayom and shvur b'chayom and b'charam. It means a kabel a cherem.
They made a
cherem,
he couldn't say a word.
Yeah, right. It's like a neder. That's what the Ramban is talking, kol cherem. The Ramban, Zikr Pshat in the post kol cherem is a neder hatzibud. And not only is a neder hayochid binding, a neder hatzibud is binding on the whole tzibud. Even though one could argue, a neder in the shvur is only binding, nefesh kisi shavar alat to the shasam, if he pronounces it with his lips. So the tzibud doesn't have a body, so how can the tzibud have a shvur? How can the tzibud have a cherem? So that Ramban's Tiddush know that Kabbalah's Tzibur is binding. And he says even if the whole Tzibur doesn't agree, if the Melech imposes it, Ramban HaFumish has, and he calls it at the very end of the book of Kosef. The Melech can impose it upon them, or the Bezin can impose it, and he speaks about the Cherem that they were Mekabel in the days of Shaul HaMelech, not to eat on the day of the Muhammad, and then you understand ate the Dvash, so they wanted to kill him. So you see that the Ramban says, you see that such a thing is their eyes. But included in the din of the cherem also is this kind of a cherem that you can curse a person as well. Shalos, if you hold a cherem is all the din of cherem are wrong with the rabbanon. So how can that be? Isn't it a violation of the din of loisit kal cher? Some rishonim say that the iser of klala only applies if one is mekal adam yisrael. If he's mekal lanachri, there is no iser klala. That's how it would appear from the gemara. There's no iser klala mekal nachri, only mekal yisrael. What if he mekala Yisrael who's dina kinochri? What if Yisrael is a mumer? In such a mumer that is dina kinochri, it doesn't keep any of the mitzvahs atayro. It's also muta lekalalo. What if the person violates one aveir? Let's say the person talks lashon hara. So he's a mumer ledavar echad. So the Gemara says that we pass the mumer ledavar echad is not dina kinochri. But maybe the gabi that one din, he's dina kinochri. Maybe the gabi that one din is dina kinochri. So that's a big machloekis in poskim. If the person is a mumer ledavar echad, is he dina kinochri? The gabi also din. The Ramah in Yeridaya Hilchas Milo says like that, and the Bir Agroh, and Rabbi Kivega on his side quotes the Bir Agroh. He says, look, in the Bir Abin Aliyom Yiduna, that he disagrees with the Ramah. The Ramah says in Hilchas Milo, the Chabad says that the Nachri cannot be Mal. The Mal has to be Jewish. That's what the Gemara Navay deserves. And then the Ramah says not only a Nachri cannot be a Mal, what if you have a Jew who's a Mumer, a Jew who's an Ovid Abin Azar? So a mumer dini kinafi also cannot be mal. Then the Ramah goes one step back. So far, so good. It's okay. So some folks can disagree with that also. The Jew is a mumer, even though mumer dini kakul. You don't apply mumer dini kakul to chalat harakul. So the Pesach Shuvah quotes the Eben Ha'ezer. The Eben Ha'ezer is on the bottom of Rechaim, Hilchos Shabbos. The Eben Ha'ezer disagrees with this Ramah, and he thinks that mumer dini kakul doesn't apply universally. And he thinks that this is one of the cases where you don't say mumer dini kakul. That is, so a mumer can be a mal. So shaila what the psak is. But then the Ramah goes further. Ramah says not only Israel who's a mumer cannot be a moyel, what if Israel is a religious Jew basically? He's not a mumer dina kakum, but he doesn't have a bris milah. Not because he's not allowed to have a bris milah, but because he doesn't believe in bris milah. His father was never mal him, and if he doesn't believe in milah, he wouldn't be mal his children. He's a mumer lagabi mitzvah milah. So can he be a moyel? So mumer mitzvah milah, the Gemara says an Orel, who's a mumer lemila, is Yisrael Malyahu. The Gemara Chula in the first text says that he's Yisrael Malyahu, but the Ramah says that he can't be a moyel. Why not? So the Pesukim explain that the Ramah apparently is of the opinion that a mumer ledavar echad is not dina ka'akum l'chalot terakula, but in Moshul, if the mumer lemila will shet the behema, that's the Gemara Chula in the first paragraph. The mumer la'arelus, a Jew does want to fulfill the mitzvah of mila. So if he shets the behema, he does the shet. He's not called dina ka'akum, but if he'll be a moyel, we say the Ramah claims that legabi mitzvah smila a mumer lo oisid dover is kaakum lo oisid a mumer lo dover echad is kaakum lo oisid dover. So we treat him as a nachri legabi mila, and a nachri cannot be a moel. Some poskim say the same legabi mitzara zayin to a minion. Let's say you cannot be mitzara a non-Jew to a minion. You have to have 10 Jews. 10 Jewish men can be mitzara women either to a minion. So what if you have a Jew was absolutely not religious. Jew is a mumer dina ka'akum. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Chilus HaRambam, that a Jew is a mumer dina ka'akum cannot be mitzvah to a minyan. What if the fellow is not dina ka'akum? He's a religious Jew. He puts on tefillin, he keeps Shabbos, keeps the mitzvahs more or less, but he doesn't hold from davening. Well, he davens shakris, but he never davens mincha mayra. He works all day. He does daven shakris, and that's it. He does not daven mincha mayra, but they need him for a minyan one day. So they schlep him out of his shop to daven mincha mayra. He comes to shul, he does him a favor, but he doesn't daven with him. So you can't say he's mumer dina ka'akum. He keeps mitzvahs a little bit, but he's a mumer for mincha. He's a mumer for mincha mayra. So can you be mitzarif into the minyan for mincha mayra? So the Orchis Chaim from the Sepinke quote on Orchis Chaim. And that's Simon Nun Hei, when we talk about who is in service to the minyan. So he quotes some Achrayim who say that a mumel adover effort is kakum lois adover. So he cannot be mitzarfim to the minyan. So it's some Rishonim say this plan also, I think the Ritzvah. I'd rather Rishonim have like that. I think the Ritzvah in Perik Zehu Nesh, in Perik HaZoho. Perik HaZoho, places here is the same fashion. When a person backs out from a Kinyan Moes, the Gemara says that if you make a kinyan on metaltalim, so if you only made a kinyan mois, you can back out and they'll give you a mishapara. If you make a kinyan mishicha, then you cannot back out. So what if they made a kinyan mois and even the moichar of the lokech wants to back out, so the desmond curses him. They give him a klola mamish, they say, the Rebbeinu Shalom has punished the Dara Mabo, and the Dara Ploge, and Paro, and the Mitzrim. The Rebbeinu Shalom has punished all the Rishonim, all the wicked people in the world, should punish you, that you should drop dead for backing out from this kinyan. Give the guy a klola. So Taisis and the Rishonim ask, how can you curse a Jew? Stachadin, lois a kal cherish. He's not a mumer dina ka'akum. So the Ritzvah, I think, over there, and Perek Hazor, the answer is this Perek. That you're not cursing him for kol ha'terukuli, you're cursing him for this one avera that he did. So mumer l'dover efer is ka'akum lo yisadover. So you're cursing him l'gabi, lo yisadover. You have a right to give him a klala because of this avera that he did. You're not cursing him, he should be damned forever and ever in all areas, in all endeavors. We curse him because of this avera that he did. So that's dina ka'akum l'gabi lo yisadover. So there's no yisadover. Well, we say he should die because of this avera, not because we can't stand him. We have something against him, in general. I don't know. It's a very good point that you bring up. I don't know. You have to look inside the Ritva, see exactly what he says. I think the Ritva and Perikah Zohar said that, and he says that that's the answer to the Taisnus Kasha in Maritakin as well. If you all got the whole institution of Cheren is only with the Rabbanon, that Kol Chayim Mashiach Merodim Leifode is not talking about Cheren. It's like Rashi and Fumish quotes the Gemara in Erechim. It goes on Ayetzi Lehorig, and somebody said Erechu Alay. Ayetzi Lehorig, Rom Echad Erechu Alay, Lo Yom HaKlumos. Yumas HaReha LeKlumos. So the Ramban says that's al Derech HaDrash, but al Derech HaPshat, it goes on the Din of Cheren. This is the Mokka from Mishpat HaCheren. And the other Rishayim disagree that Cheren is only the Rabbanon. So how can you curse him if the whole institution of Cheren is only the Rabbanon? So the Ritzvah says that if Mumer Ladavarach is Dina Kakum Lo Yisadavar, therefore there's no Yisaklala, the Klala is Lagabi Yisadavar. Lo Se Lechrochel Val Necho is one of the most violated Dinim in the Torah. Rechilas is not the same as Loshen Hara. You look in the Chavetz Chaim, he explains at length the two different things. Loshen Hara means an Isar Mazik. We were there in Issa Mazik, we're learning Baba Kama so long, and Baba Kama we learned clearly that there are two dinim. There's an Issa Lahazik and then there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. And even in a case, let's say that Grumman is Zikin Patler, you don't have to pay, but the Gemara says in Baba Basra in the second paragraph, there is a marriage, Grumman is Zikin Asar. That it's also Lahafila to make a Hezek Aide Grumman. The Pashto says that it's an Issa Deraisa. Where is this Issa Deraisa? Where does it say in the Punish that it's also Lahazik? So this type of Baba Kama has, I think, in the first sentence. And the Sefer, he discusses this topic. What is the Mokker for the Yisus? I remember many years ago when we learned Baba Kama, Rav Soloveitchik said that he thought that the Mokker is over here. It says, well, Samar al-Dam Reyecho, and the Hashem, and the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam quotes from the Sifra, from the Torah's Kodim, on this passage, that the Samar al-Dam Reyecho is Domim Tarti Mashma. The simple pshat is, that's how the Gemara says, the Samar al-Dam Reyecho, someone's life is in danger, so you're not permitted to stand by and watch the way he dies. Dam Reyecha means his blood, his life. But the Rambam quotes from the Sifra, another pshat, that Domin means also money. Domin, money. You shouldn't stand by and see the way flood is about to wash away someone's house or someone's property. If you have the ability to stop it, you can call up the fire department or the Coast Guard or whoever you call, I don't know, call up President Reagan and tell him to do something about it. So La Samala Damriyaka says that you're not allowed to stand by and watch where the other fellow's moment gets damaged, gets destroyed. So included in that is that I'm not permitted to come and burn down his house. I'm not permitted to come with a hatchet and chop down his house. I can't come and smash his windows. That's certainly a violation of La Samala Damriyaka. Whatever other reserve may also be a violation of, it certainly is a violation of La Samala Damriyaka. So the Chafetz Chaim assumes that the Issa Lashon Hara is also a form of the Issa Mazik. Choyvo, Mazik. It's not that I'm mazik the person's property, I'm mazik the person's body, physically, it's not chovel, it's not mazik. I'm mazik his reputation, that I'm damaging the person's reputation, that every person deserves kovod abriyas, you have to give everybody kovod, not equally, you have to give kivod aviyayim more than other people, and you have to give kovod to kamen hachamim more than aviyayim, and you have to give kovod, base kovod to the melech, Mishnah Berurah, today's Mishnah Berurah that I'm going to get to you. There are different levels of kavod, but there is a din of kavod abriyas. This one up in the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Next we said it, that there is a chiyuv deraisa lo yitamo mitzvah. We pass lo yitamo mitzvah is the marker for the mitzvah of kavod abriyas on the various different levels. It's not equally for everybody. So this din of kavod abriyas requires that we should give kavod to all other human beings. So what happens if I'm going to tell you that guy is a nut? He's a criminal. He's a crook. He's stupid. So you won't give him the kavod that you would have normally had, that you would have normally given him. Or let's say the person has an opportunity. He's a nice fellow. The person has an opportunity to get a certain shidduch. And then I say he's a dope. He never passed the b'china all the years that he was in my shir. So if the girl is a super genius, then to marry a dope is very bad for her. So I have to save the girl. So the din requires, well, it's not Adam Reyef. I can't stand by when this dope is going to marry the super genius. It's a Rahmanis on the girl. So I have to tell the girl, don't marry him. So if I can avoid telling her why, so I just say, don't marry him, he's not for you. And if she's going to marry him anyway, the only way to save her is by telling her why. So I say, he's a dope, he's not for you, you're going to be miserable. Okay. So then the Easter Mazik requires that I should tell the truth. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. When it comes to shidduch, you have to tell the truth. That when someone is applying for graduate school or for a job, and they want to know whether this person is a good worker, so you have to tell the truth. No, he's a ganav. No, he's a cheater. He's going to cheat. He's going to empty out all your money. He's going to give you a hard time. He's a nitpick. Don't take him into your graduate school. He'll make you crazy. All the professors will go crazy. Also, whenever it's the Gael Amaisa, people always have a distorted view of Lashon Hara. They think that there's no Issa Lashon Hara whenever it's not Nagei. You can talk about Lashon Hara you want. But then when he's holding by a shidduch, when he's holding by a job, when he's holding by graduate school, you're going to ruin the shidduch. That's Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim writes that the reverse. When you're holding Lamaisa, when it's Nagei Lamaisa, and you want to save Lahatza Lashon Yaroshka, you want to save the other person from falling in, having this crook work for him and take out loads of money, or having the girl fall in on the shidduch, then you will have to tell the truth, not to be mazik the other party. But when it's not Nagei, so the only one the Lashon Hara is Nagei to is not ruining his reputation. I'm saying that he's a dope, the Maynaf Kamina, he shouldn't look up to him, he shouldn't be mechabin him, don't associate with him, don't be so friendly with him. So I'm being mazik him unnecessarily. So that's an Issa mazik. But that's an Issa Lashon Hara, that's not the Issa Rechilas. Rechilas is a different Issa. Rechilas is an Issa. He told me that Steinberg is a nut. So I go and I tell Steinberg, you know, Schlesinger told me that you're a nut. So now Steinberg is going to be angry at Schlesinger. Why Schlesinger told me that Steinberg is going to? So that's called Rechilas. And I go and I tell him, or even if he didn't say anything, let's say somebody was listening to a lecture. And then as the lecturer said something, listening to a shir, a drush, or whatever, and as he was speaking, or listening to a piano concert, or whatever it was, and then somebody was listening, gives a groan. It goes like that. He didn't say anything. He didn't say, this guy's awful. He doesn't know how to play. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's crazy. He didn't say anything. He just fell asleep on it. He was so bored in the middle of the shiur, he fell asleep. Obviously, he wasn't interested. Or he was doodling. Or something like that. So I go and I tell the other person, I'm not telling the other person that he's sorry about him. I'm telling the other person his opinion of you. That he said you're a nut. That he fell asleep in the middle of your talk. Obviously, he's bored. Or he gave a groan and he went like this. Or he twisted his nose. So I'm telling the other person what his opinion is of him. Unnecessarily. It's not Nageya. If it's a Shiloh marrying his daughter or something, so it's Nageya. So I say, don't marry his daughter. He doesn't like you. It's not going to be good. If it's Nageya, so you have to tell him. But if it's not Nogeya, so then you're not allowed to tell them. What are you just breaking up for Shoah? They would have lived in peace and harmony. Everybody would have been mechabed everybody else. The Kavod HaRoi law, Kavod HaRoi is the mitzvah of Kavod HaRoi. And then you're just ruining the peace and harmony of society.
How far can the mazik go? Suppose somebody comes to one of the shiva, he comes to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe knows the Talmidim. Sometimes one of the Talmidim is not there 100%. He's supposed to tell the father
Depends who the girl is, not who the father was.
But
the girl is also not
100%. How far can the mazik go?
It depends who the girl is. You have to find out. The Chafetz Chaim even has more than that. Chaim says, let's say, I know that the boy is not from enough for this girl. Another girl, another boy, the boy is not from enough. So I tell the girl's father, what do I tell him? He doesn't wash negelvas next to his bed every morning. And that doesn't mean anything to him. Let's say he's a chassidish guy. Let's say the boy's a chassidish yeshiva. And I tell him, the girl is not a chassidish. So I tell the girl's father, he's not a truma boy. I know that he doesn't wash negelvas next to his bed. And in this yeshiva, that's the biggest avera you can do. And as far as the girl's concerned, that doesn't mean anything. But in this yeshiva, that's an indication. In this yeshiva, let's say where everybody goes to mikveh at 4 o'clock in the morning before they daven, and this guy doesn't go to mikveh, that's a big chisar. I have never seen him do anything else wrong, but the fact that he doesn't go to mikveh, he doesn't wash negelvas next to the bed, that's enough of a symptom. That's a symptom to indicate that he's rotten through and through. So I tell us to the girl's father. It doesn't register by him. Nobody knows. They're misnagdim. They don't go to mikveh. He doesn't understand that in this, in the context of where this boy comes from, that's terrible. This kid is terrible. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, he thinks that you're even allowed to say lies about the boy. To be magdil is adlo. He thinks that you're even permitted to say that he's a mechal shabbos. You're allowed to say something that the father should understand what it means, provided you have other conditions also. Provided you know that the father is not going to go back and tell the boy, otherwise it's lifnivar on rechilas. It gives you a lot of clothing. But he suggests that in the case where you have to save someone from falling in, and with the information that you supply them, you know what that information means. That means something terrible. Let's say I tell them that this guy cheats on his tests. And they don't really understand what's so bad about cheating on a test. But I know I'm a big psychologist, and I know that cheating on tests means that he's going to cheat on his wife, he's going to cheat in business, he's going to cheat on the government, and income tax, he's going to cheat the rest of his life, he's going to be cheating, should be cheating. It's going to be terrible. And they don't understand that. They don't understand what that means. But if I'll say he's Mechal Shabbos, that they will understand. So I'm permitted to tell them that the kid is a Mechal Shabbos. I'm permitted to tell them in the language that they understand, even though it's not true.
Why can't you just explain what it means? He doesn't understand the significance of cheating. Explain while you maybe you don't.
He never took the prerequisite. I'll give him the whole psychology. He didn't take the prerequisite course and say, "What understand?" If he has a few hours or a few days, I'll explain the whole thing. But if it's not enough, so the Chafetz Chaim he thinks that maybe you're even allowed to be magdil sa'adlo. Usually, when you say lashon hara with tzorah, you're not permitted to be magdil sa'adlo. That's why I want to tell you, don't marry the boy. Don't let your daughter marry the boy. So I say, why not? They say, he's a very screwy guy. Don't marry him. So that's enough. I just have to say, he's a very screwy guy. If I'm going to say, he's off the walls, and guns and crazy. So then the Chafetz Chaim said, that's magdil sa'adlo. And I'll exaggerate the answer. You're telling him already things that are unnecessary. But just to describe what the situation is, with Tzarek, is Mutzah.
It's not that it also is supposed to be a device of say,
only to the extent that it's necessary. Yes,
yeah. Even
you could just tell them, I don't think it's a good shiva, so that's good enough. And if they won't listen to that, if the girl is so madly in love with the boy and you have to give information, you have to say, what's wrong with the boy? So then if you think they're not going to listen anyway, they're going to get married anyway, so then you're not allowed to tell them. But if you think that they will listen, and you will save them from falling in on the shiva by giving them a small amount of information, then tell them only the small amount of information. You don't have to tell everything. If it's not necessary, you shouldn't tell everything. Anyway, these are two different dinim. One is Lashon Hara, it's a different pasuk. Like Sisa Shem Hashem. One is Tzelach Rocha Bamech. There's a mitzvah here that many people don't fulfill. Yerais and Melakech, I keep on saying to say that Yerais and Melakech. It's a mitzvah to have Yerushalayim. It's not a Midas Hasidim. It's more of a Tariyak mitzvah to have Yerushalayim. Avos Hashem, Yerus Hashem, two mitzvahs from the Torah. a rare commodity these days. Yirah Shemayim is a rare commodity. Bali Musa in Europe used to say on the Pasuk in Novat, Tihi Yirah Shemayim Mitzvah Hanashim Ulumada. So we usually used to thinking of people do, people daven Mitzvah Hanashim Ulumada. You wake up in the morning, you half asleep, put on your tefillin, you put on your talis, tefillin, you daven, half asleep, everything. But people do Yirah Shemayim Mitzvah Hanashim Ulumada. That we never saw. A guy shuckles in the davening Mitzvah Hanashim, he's half asleep, he's shuckling, it's on a gargle. But the guy should have Yirah Shemayim Mitzvah Hanashim Ulumada. So one of the Bali Musa point out, it's a Pasuk. But the that there were people years ago who did the acts of Yirah Shemayim, they put on an act of piety, they put on an act, but that was a mitzvah sanashim l'mamada. You don't fulfill a mitzvah. Yirah Shemayim has to be, that's from Chodesh Alevach. It's not a kulach itzayt. L'asisna sachicha b'l'ravecha is one of the dinim in the Torah. One is not permitted to hate anybody. There's a mitzvah v'yahavta l'racha kamarcha, the very next pasuk. When is there a mitzvah listen also? Alom esanecha Hashem esnav itkamenecha eskoitov. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. It is a mitzvah to hate those who are misani Hashem. Nisisim and medichim. People who are avikursim, who try to get others to be nitshul and averis. So it's a mitzvah l'snoso. A person who's such a hardcore Russia, is a mitzvah l'snoso. However, the Gemara says that this mitzvah l'snoso, it says, lois nisna sachicha b'lovecha hocheach tochicha samisecha. So the pasuk sounds like it's speaking about a person who's doing an averis, so it says, you're not allowed to hate him yet. Not allowed to hate him yet. First give him techacha. And if you gave him techacha and he still doesn't listen, then there's no Easter and then it's even a mitzvah listen.
2 seconds
now. Thank
you very much.
2 seconds.
In the blood, in the morgue lounge today, they're holding on the blood drive between 1:30 p.m. and 7 o'clock. Whoever didn't yet. I know a lot of you did, but whoever didn't, please try to show up today.
It's very important. So the Gemara points this out. When you see a balaveira, you're not permitted to hate him. First you give him tachacha. And if he doesn't listen to the tachacha, then you're permitted to be saying to him. And then it's even a mitzvah listen also. Except the only hitch is, the Paskin points out that the Gemara says in Erechin, Rav Tarfon says that I wonder whether Bizman Hazeh, Bidor Hazeh, there's anybody who really knows how to give tachacha. You have to be able to give tachacha. To be able to, you have to know a little psychology to be able to give techacha. Some person can give a different marshal. Let's say I walk over to an American and if I want to zog techacha in Yiddish, if I stay kashen ein bok, I'm going to speak to him in Hebrew or in Yiddish. He doesn't understand what I'm talking about. Now she doesn't understand. So that's a mitzvah techacha. I didn't fulfill techacha. So even if I speak to him in English, we don't speak the same language. Mom, she's like you said, you don't speak the same language. She doesn't know what the world I'm talking about. I tell him, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. You never heard of Shabbos, never heard of the Bush, never heard of Torah, never heard of Bashar, never heard of anything. So how can you say that that's a tachacha? So you can't say that we have to fulfill tachacha. That's why many pastors say, it's the tachacha, it's time. You put it. And then they say, that Bizman Hazeh, since Rav Tarfon is quoted in Gemara saying that he's not sure whether Bidor Hazeh we have people who know how to give tachacha, and if in the days of Rav Tarfon they didn't know how to give tachacha, so Mustamba Bizman Hazeh, Koshkim, we don't know how to give tachacha. It's hard to say that we still have this din. That after having given techacha, there's no longer an issur l'snoso. There's no longer an issur l'snoso, and it's even a mitzvah. It's even a mitzvah l'snoso. It's hard to have a heter sin in Bizman Hazeh. We still have the chiyuv b'hava. We have to the racha kamoicha. It's difficult to go love a reform rabbi. To go love a Jew who's a balaver. That's what the halacha says. The mitzvah to love all the Jews. This mitzvah, again, we have to lach kamarcha, is like kovar avir. It doesn't apply to everybody equally. It's a mitzvah to love your wife more than someone else's wife. It's a mitzvah to love my wife more than someone else's wife. A mitzvah to love my relatives more than other people. A mitzvah to love your shchenim more than people who live far away. The mitzvah of ahava is also with different degrees. It's not b'shoveh to everybody. We have to lach kamarcha. It's not exactly b'shoveh.
Obviously,
it's rational or emotional.
It's sort of a contradiction. The Torah is commanding you to have an emotion. Emotion is usually irrational.
Yeah, but the Torah does command.
It says,
the Torah tells us,
Avos Hashem. You've got to
yourself
excuses in order to
you have to put yourself in the frame of mind, right. One has to put himself in the frame of mind. How can one have avatar towards other Jews? A person has a natural feeling for avatar towards themselves. That's normal. And then Rav Shimon Shkaf writes in the Havdamah the Shara Yosher, if a person has a very mitumtum dikke outlook on life, so he feels, I am myself, that's all, no one else is part of me. If he has a little broader outlook on life, he feels that his wife and his family is also part of himself. Has a little broader outlook, he feels that all the people in his shir. He has even a little more broad outlook, all the people in YP. If one is even more open-minded, we'll even consider people in JSS, maybe even IBC, other people may even include all B'nai Yeshiva. Other people may even include Chassidim. Others may even include Gans Pali. So that's what occurs in the Hafta. You should develop this in your mind to have this, the natural feeling is that everybody loves himself. That you don't have to work on. What you have to work on is that your Ani should include all of Pali. So. How can we have that Tzadikim suffer? Tzadik mitzvahs b'avayin ha'dorah. Tzadik suffers for the generation. Moshiach is going to suffer for our sins. So it says in Mishnah. He will suffer for all of our sins. The guy made a big yisoid out of that. We don't hold that it's such a big yisoid, but it says so in the Navi. It says so in Mishnah. Moshiach is going to suffer. Tzadik is mitzvahs b'avayin ha'dorah. Why? Because the Kuzari writes. Why did Bnei Yisrael suffer for the human soil? Why did we suffer for the human soil? Because in a certain sense, all of mankind is also one body. The part of the body suffers for the rest. But Klal Yisrael is more mature, more mature together than all of mankind is. So the Torah tells us, we should have this in mind, that all of Bnei Yisrael are one unit.
And
this
is the reason why the Tzadik suffers. Because
if the Yehoron said Torah, but if he's the Mani Kadorit,
his responsibility to make sure to not to
tell Chalfa,
and he lacks in
measure the
character.
That's part of the story, right. Mishyesh, the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here. He will be punished. That's why when the boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, because the father says the bracha, Bosha Paturani, the Yonsha Shozeh, that the father will no longer be punished for the son's averus, and the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's not exactly true. That even after the child is bar mitzvah, so the father no longer has an obligation of chinuch, but he still has an obligation of techacha. Alpha pishishu vein ol levin yachinuch, mikol mokom yesh alav mitzvah techacha. Like he has it, chiyuv techacha, and all the members of his family, all the members of his city, all the people who are close to him. Some will have to go to Taiwan and convince all the Jews in Taiwan that they should keep Shabbat, but his own family, the people who are close to him, and he is mechiyuv, he has a chiyuv techacha.
Very
don't we say in Benching or Tanara Yisrael, or Yisrael, as a Tzadik shouldn't be left alone? We have a lot of contradictions. The Gemara says, Yisrael HaOilam says that, means that human beings don't say that. Part of Yisrael HaOilam Amor, means that there's some kind of a Malach that has an overview. He writes all the overviews. One Malach has an overview of the whole world. He sees everything in proper perspective. So he says, he makes the statement, but anybody other than the Sar HaOlam cannot say that pasuk, because we see a lot of tzaddikim in Nazov. We see a lot of tzaddik in Rabbah and Rosh HaVatom. The Gemara says, pasuk there, Sar HaOlam Amoroi, because he sees everything in proper perspective, and he understands that there is no such thing as tzaddik in Rabbah and Rosh HaVatom. Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the many Nevi'im. All the Nevi'im asked the Rabbanu Shalom the same question. They can't understand how come tzaddik in Rabbah and Rosh HaVatom. So the Rabbanu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, Risa Sachorai Pana Lo Yero. So the Rambam writes in the Gemara Nevuchim that the Pshat is Risa Sachorai. After all of history will unfold, after everything will be all over, then looking in retrospect, looking back at all of history, you will understand that there was no such thing as Tzadik Rabbah Rosh HaTorah. In other words, if you have a proper perspective, we look only at one little part of the world, one little part of history, so we have this kashya. If you look at all of history, the Baruch Shem says that there won't be any kashya. That's the Sar Hoylam, looks at everything. Looking in advance, before all of history has unfolded, you won't be able to see that there's a teretz on this kasha. You don't have a teretz. Kashas are kashas. From the Rav, you point the kashas are kashas. How could the Rebbeinu Shlom have caused that 6 million Jews should be killed in Europe? We don't know. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, we cannot understand it. So the Achmas Tayyamin, when all of history will unfold, then it will be like the Tzadik HaOlam that will be able to say, Lori is the Tzadik Nazar, that there is no such thing as the Tzadik HaRav or Rosh HaVatom. Like that, though, we see that it is a kasha. Torah has a dinam of kilayim.
Does tofaka require rebuking if the receiver is doing wrong? Just explain to him that it's wrong, and one down to Shofar. That way, without the same, that actually saying he did something wrong, you get into do the right thing.
Oh, that's better. That's better. There are two dinim to Tachacha. There's one din of Tachacha that is like Hashavas Aveda. We learned in Terek HaChayvon. That is a din of Aveda's Mamayna, and Aveda's Guf is a Kalachamer from Aveda's Mamayna. That you certainly, if a person is Toya Badere, it wasn't Achayva. It was in Merubah, the end of Merubah. That Hashavas Guf is a Kalachamer from Hashavas Mamayna. Right. That is Mechuyiv. That is Mechuyiv to be Merapi. So the Ramban says the Chiyiv to be the Rishus to be Merapi is based on Merapi Rapi. The Chiyiv to be Merapi is based on the Pasuk of Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Gufa with the Kavachemi from Hashavas Mamayna. So if a person is a Baal Aveira, so included in Hashavas Aveda is to be Meshiv as Gufa, to straighten the poor guy out, to help him out that he should no longer be a Baal Aveira. And then Mr. Achrayim pointed out, and then Haskina, perhaps Shlomo Eger, they point out, what do you need a din of Hachiach Tachiach HaSamisech? Isn't it really included? Is it always included in Hashavas Aveda? The Senach and Ami would have been included, except there is no Chiyav Hashavas Aveda to a Nochri. Or if you have Yisrael as a mum, a din of Kenochri again is no Chiyav Hashavas Aveda. But here, if the, let's say, I have a Jew who is so far gone, he's such a Baal Aveira, that he's a mum, a din of Kenochri. So there should have been no Chiyav Hashavas Aveda. But there should be no chiyuv hachiyach tachiyach hasamisech. So the Gemara, so the Torah says no. If he loses an aved, you're not mechuyev to help him. If he's lost in the desert, you're not mechuyev to get him out. But to straighten him out on the in the area of averis, if I can straighten that out, then hachiyach tachiyach hasamisech. The chiyuv hashavas aveda does apply with respect to mitzvahs, with respect to averis and mitzvahs and midas and so on. That's what these poskim point out. So there's one din on hachiyach tachiyach that we are obligated to be meishav is aveira, to straighten out the Baal Aveira, and whatever method we can do it, by just showing him, by not saying anything, by just putting on tefillin in front of him, he'll see the way to put on tefillin, he'll do it also. So that's better. Why should I make him feel bit? If I can get him to become a tzaddik in a different fashion, is avada good. But then the Gemara has another din on achayach tachiyach. The Gemara says in Erechim, there's a machlekes amoraim ad heichan litzus techocha. How far am I mechiv to nuda the guy that he should stop doing aveiras? Erech and after Zion has a whole study of Achayach Tachiyach. So one opinion in the Gemara is Ad Kedei HaKol, one opinion is Ad Kedei Kol, and then there's a third opinion in the Gemara. I have to keep on pestering the fellow that he shouldn't do Michal Shabbos and he shouldn't eat the tray for food until he's going to beat me up, until he's going to start cursing me. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, what do I have to wait so far? What do I have to wait so long? I see that it's not going, so obviously he's not going to go. So why do I keep on pestering him until the point that he starts to beat me up? I should stop. I'm not getting anywhere, so I should stop. The Gemara should say, Hecha mitzvah techocha, until you see that you're not getting anywhere. What does the Gemara say? Ad kedei hakol, ad kedei kolom. So it would appear from the Gemara that there's another chelik in the mitzvah of techocha. One chelik in the mitzvah is to take the Rosh and convert him into a tzaddik as an expansion of the din of Hashavas Aved, Hashavas Gufa, with the Kal V'chamer from Hashavas Mamayna. And then there's another aspect in the mitzvah of techocha to make a havgana, to have a demonstration. When someone's doing an Aveira, so he's supposed to demonstrate and protest it. You have to protest the fact that he's doing an Aveira, that it shouldn't have a negative effect on you, or it shouldn't, number one. And number two, that it shouldn't look as if you're being masking with him. You think that everything is okay, what he's doing is okay. So we have to protest it, that he should know that he's doing wrong. So the Gemara says, Ahecha mitzvah techocha, how far do you have to protest? What is the sheer protesting? The other mitzvah is already gone. I try to get him to do the mitzvah. I try to get him to stop doing Aveira, to have these midas tzaddikus, and it doesn't work. But I still have to nudge him, I still have to protest, because there's another aspect of the mitzvah tochach. So the Gemara says, what's the shir? The shir for the first mitzvah we know. When you see it's not working, you're not going to accomplish anything. So you pop it from Hashavas Aveira. But what's the shir for this mitzvah? You can protest every day, all day and all night. So the Gemara says, Adkadeh hako, Adkadeh klalot. When they start to beat you up, and they start to curse you, so then you no longer mechuyev to protest. What happens, however, in the following case? I have a person who's doing an Aveira. He's doing the Aveira B'Shege. And I know that if I will tell him not to do the Aveira, he won't listen. It's Baruretzli, it's Vadai, that he's going to continue doing the Aveira. Still, I should say I have the mitzvah of Techocha to protest. I don't have the mitzvah of Techocha to make the tzaddik, to make the Russian to a tzaddik. I know he's not going to stop doing the Aveira. But I should still have the mitzvah of Techocha to protest the fact that he's doing the Aveira, that it shouldn't have a negative effect on me, and he shouldn't think that I'm masking, he shouldn't think that the religious Jews are masking with him, that it's mutav. So should I, in that case, should I protest? And the Gemara says, no. Mutav shiyu shogigim v'lo yiyu mizidim. What does that mean? That you have here in this case a conflict between the first aspect of Techocha and the second aspect, because if the person is doing the Aveira b'shege, and I'm going to tell him, he never heard of this whole thing, never heard of Shabbos, never heard of Kashrut, never heard of the whole thing, I'm going to tell him, that's one of the mitzvahs ha-teira, that you're doing an aveira. So from now, and I know bevada he's not going to listen. So by my giving him musr, I'm not going to accomplish to take a Russian and make him into a tzaddik. So I care. I'll take a tzaddik and make him into a Russian. I take a fellow who's doing an aveira b'shege, and now he's going to continue. I know bevada is going to continue to do the aveira. I know in my mind that there's no chance he's going to listen. So I'm going to convert him from a balaver b'shegig into a balaver b'mezid. So then the Gemara says, no, mutu shiyu shogigim v'lo yiyu mezidim. In this case, since there's a conflict, there's a steer between the first aspect of tachacha and the second aspect of tachacha. So the first aspect of tachacha, namely to convert a rush into a tzaddik, dictates over here I should not give tachacha. If I give tachacha to him, I'll be converting a tzaddik into a rush. He's going to now do the Aver Mikan al-Habab amazing instead of Abkan doing it b'shogeg, now do it amazing. So here there's a conflict between the first aspect of Techacha, which dictates to me that I should not give Musa, I should not make him into a bigger Rosh. And the second aspect of Techacha requires that we should have required of me that I should protest the Aver. So here the Gemara says, we are madit the first Chelik in the Mitzvah over the second whenever there's a contradiction. But the Post can say that only applies when he's really doing the Aver b'shogeg. What happens if it's an Aver that's Mefurish in the Torah? It says Mefurish in the Torah. What does he say about washing Negavah next to your bed? You can say the guy doesn't know. So he's doing Aver B'Shogeg, but he doesn't wash Negavah next to his bed. He walks all around this before he washes his hands. But something that's written in the Torah, how can you say that he's doing a B'Shogeg? So then, the Rishonim have a klal that this Gemara, the Gemara in Beit Zedat Lamed says, Mutav Shishogeg, Lo Yimzid, no implies. So a din derabbanon, the Gemara says, or even a din deraisa, the Gemara says, like Tosefos Yom Kippurim, there's not mafurish bikra. What if it's a real din deraisa that's mafurish bikra? So you can't say the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Rashba. You can't say that he's doing it b'shogeg. Everybody knows the Chumash, no klibei rabbi. So about he's doing it amazing. What are you talking about? So since he's doing it amazing, then kavako. So I have the requirement to have the mitzvah of tachaka. That you don't say mutav shivshogeg lo yimizim. I have the mitzvah that I should protest. Yeah, the shot is this is maybe good. The Chumash doesn't like Loisashkit, Loisidalek, says Loisakipu. And that's why Tesis claims that the Yisra applied to cut off the Pasa Rosh even if you don't use a razor, even if you use an electric shaver. So if you hold it, a shaver is mutter, it's only mutter on the bottom, it's not mutter on the top. And the Raman quotes it to Sefta that it's not Sefta. Whatever head that you have in a Pasa Zokan is also mutter on the Pasa Rosh. And the Shulchan Aruch says that the proper thing is, to, even though the Raman quotes it to Sefta, the proper thing is to be Machmal like Tesis and Nozir. Patience has a right from a Gemara Nozir. And then Patience says, what about the perceptor? So they give some kind of a shot to get out of it. The perceptor never meant it. So Shulchan Aruch says we have to be machma like the Shita Satesis, not the part of the Pasa Rosh, even if you're not using a tar. Where, how far down Taka does the Pasa Rosh go? Where does the Pasa Rosh go begin? So there's a Mishnah in... where else do you have Bima Pasa Rosh? The Pasa Rosh. The Mishnah is going, eh? What does it say in the going? that the Mitzayra.
So I asked that she move the Nalei on the post of Aaron to Parshas, so the ones being retired, so it's a special.
That's for the mitzvah, yeah. For the mitzvah, you have to cut it in half. There's a din of Nega Harosh and Nega Hazokan, right? There's two different din. Nega Harosh and Nega Hazokan are not in star from Zen Zeh. So the Mishnah says, where is the separation point? So the Gemara says, the Lechi Atachta on the jaw, that's the Zokan. And above that, the Lechi Ho'elion is the Pas Harosh. And the Makaba writes in Yeriday that we should be Machmir, even though the Lechi HaTachton goes up, the jawbone goes up pretty high, from that point down it should be mutter to cut off to shave off the payas with the misparayim. The Mechaber says the proper thing is to be machmir until the bottom of the ear. It's a chumra. That's how the Imre Yosha writes. The Mechaber was recommending it as a chumra because Mitter Adin, the pas hazokan begins higher up. Then the shad is what's called the bottom of the ear. So the Imre Yosha writes, Imre Yosha was a mayor Arik. He was a big person before the second world war in Galicia. So he writes, in Imre Yosha, he thinks that it doesn't mean to the bottom of the soft part of the ear, he thinks that it means to the bottom of the hard part of the ear. So that's an inch high. The Chumash has it in, you have to be Mechabit Talmid HaChacham, and then say Vatokum Hadar Tepen Hezokin, and the Gemara says Zokin Hezeh Shekan HaChacham. The Chumash continues, V'yareisa Me'avakecha Ali Hashem. The Rashi quotes the Gemara, V'yareisa Me'avakecha, that you shouldn't make believe that you didn't see the Talmid HaChacham. Make believe that you were davening, that you were looking in the sefer. Says the Rebbe Shalom knows to look into your heart, to tell the truth, whether you really are mezalzel in the Kol Tana Chacham, or you were really davening and you didn't notice when he came in. But even without the pshat in the Gemara, there seems to be another Gemara in Kiddushin that seems to understand another pshat. If a person will fulfill the mitzvah of Kol Tana Chacham, then the Oreis HaMe'arakech, this will lead him to have Yirah Shamayim. To be Mechabit Tana Chacham is his gula for Yirah Shamayim. It's a school of Hatzlach and learning also. The Gemara has one opinion. The Gemara has a din that there's a mitzvah of Kavanah Torah. Kavanah Tamil HaFamim is here. And Kavanah to the Sefer Torah is learned out from the Parsha of Oroi, the Astisa Oroi. I'd say bad din, but it's not only a din in the Mishkan. The Rambam writes in the Yad HaZokah that in Hilchot Beis HaKnesses, or in Hilchot Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah, he writes that whenever you have a Sefer Torah, you have to have an Aron Kodesh, a special Mokom in the Yukod to put the Sefer Torah, and that's learned up in the pasuk, you see so aron I say badim. You have to have a makom mukon for the luchas and for the sefer Torah. So there's a din of kavod tamid hachamim and a din of kavod to the sefer Torah. These two together constitute the din of kavod haTorah. So the din is that kavod haTorah is a mitzvah and talmud Torah is a mitzvah. What if there's a conflict between the two? The person will be the guys in the shir, and the person is not learning well. It's a talmud is not learning well in that shir. And there are only two students in the sheet. It's visualized. And the student feels he's not learning well. He wants to go to another Rebbe. He wants to go somewhere else where he'll be learning better. But it'll be noticeable. See, if someone doesn't attend in the sheet, I don't notice. But if there are only two students in the sheet, then, or if there's only one student in the sheet, and the student would go to some other sheet, some I would not. Maybe I would notice that. So the question is, what if it's a psa, shtikla bizoin to the Rebbe? But the Talmud says, he can't learn by this Rebbe, no, this Rebbe is no good. So the problem is, but he's not learning well. The Talmud is not learning well. So what's the din? On the one hand, there's a theory of Kavod HaTorah, and that's Mimzalzon who quoted the Rebbe, and on the other hand, there's a din of Talmud HaTorah, he has to learn. So what do you do when the two mitzvahs are in conflict with each other? The Rav Soloveitchik says, over the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he said that it says in the Nev Shachai. The Rav Soloveitchik claims that it doesn't say in Nev Shachai. I don't remember. You've got to look in the Nev Shachai. So Rav Soloveitchik says that Rav Chaim Volozhiner used to say, he thought that it was in Nev Shachai also, that the Gemara says in Megillah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said the Gemara says in Megillah, the Talmud Torah is there for Kavod HaTorah. Because the Gemara has a theory between the two psukim and what position was Moshe Rabbeinu when he was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. One pasuk says, Anochi amadati b'har. He was standing in Har Sinai. The other person says, Do'esh Bahar. He was sitting. So the Gemara has a theory where he was sitting, he wasn't standing. So the Gemara Megillah has various theories. In the beginning of Perek, HaKoretz HaMegillah Oymed. The Gemara talks about the Kriyas HaTorah Me'umad, Me'usha, Kriyas HaMegillah, Me'umad, Me'usha. The Gemara talks about learning Torah, Me'umad, Me'usha. So the Gemara wants to know, how is Moshe Rabbeinu? Was he learning standing up or sitting down? So it's a theory. So one of the several roots that Gemara gives is that Koshes Me'ushav and Rakas Me'umad. And when he was learning the hard dinim, he sat down. When he learned the easy dinim, he was standing up. What does that teretz mean? So the simple pshat, like Chaim Volozhiner said, the simple pshat means out of Kavod HaTorah, he really should have stood for all of the Limud HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah requires he should always stand all day when you learn Torah. He mechabed the Nitzkot Talmikot. He mechabed the Torah. But if standing up is going to take away from his ability to fully understand the halachas, because the halachas are complicated in the heart, so then kashrus miyushal. When he came to a hadin, then he sat down, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah takes precedence over the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. If this is so, that Talmud Torah is over, is better Kavod HaTorah, so the Gemara raising the question, Maseches Kiddush in the first parak, if the Talmidim are sitting in the base medrash and learning, and the Rebbe walks in, should the Talmidim stand up? Because when they stand up, then they're about to stir for a few seconds. Maybe they should just keep on learning because Talmud Torah is there to cover up there. The one opinion of the Gemara is that the mitzvah to stand up on Adarta Pnei Zokin, if next day we're talking about Adarta Pnei Zokin, stand up when the Talmud Chacham comes in, only applies when the person is not learning. But when he's learning and fulfilling the mitzvah, fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah would impinge on his ability to fulfill a mitzvah Bishlei Musa of Talmud Torah, then there's no mitzvah to stand up. We don't pass him like that. We pass him that even if it's in the middle of learning, he should still be mevatel a little bit from learning and stand up and thank Kavod HaTorah. Why? I thought Kavod HaTorah is not there for Talmud Torah. So the Gemara seems to imply that the Areita Me'avo Kefa, that this is his kula, being mechabed the Talmid HaChamim with his kula for Yerushalayim, which apparently is his kula for Hatzlach and learning. So the few minutes, the half a minute of little Torah that he's going to have because he's mechabed the Rebbe will be a Hashka'a Kadai. It will be a valuable investment. He'll invest 1 minute of Bittul Torah for which he will be matzliach pi kamo, that he will gain in Yirah Shamayim, and really he will gain in his ability to learn Torah.
Can we discuss before about those that keep the Baal Shem Tov in the Hamba? The Sefer Achinuch says there is only a lot of men who can't remember the Baal Shem Tov. Should there only be a lot of men who can't remember
the The Gemara runs out from the Ksukhi. There's a heckish between the Pas HaZofa and the Pas HaRosh. Since women normally don't have beards, so even if a woman does grow a beard, it's Gotla Daite, it's Hazan Kovaliyot. Those are Nishkin beards. So I grow Shema Baal. Since women don't have the Dinah Lasashka Piyasa Planacha, so therefore there's a heckish that they don't have the Dinah Pas HaRosh. So if the woman is really Orthodox, she should take a shave off all over here when she gets there. It's the meaning that they had in Europe. Yeah?
He
wouldn't get it. Right. It's not such a good parallel.
Is it more by you can
I don't know. What if he doesn't go to Shiva because he feels he can learn better on his own? So is that a nisa to be mevazeh the Rebbe? That's what you ask. Is that considered a nisa to be mevazeh the Rebbe? Because he's doing it the shame and leaving that term. I don't know. The parallel is not 100%. You're right. You mentioned that the machlokes is the Rambam and Ramban Kiddushin in the first parak. What's the yisoid adin of standing up for the Talmud Chacham? Is it out of Kavod HaTorah? Or is it out of Kavod Yirei Shamayim? The Rambam Shalom holds that the chiv to stand up for Talmud Chacham is because we assume that the Talmud Chacham is probably a Yirei Shamayim. We have no barometer to measure people's Yirei Shamayim. We have ways to measure people's ability to learn. We give them a pchin. So if the guy knows how to learn, he knows how to learn. So we assume, some Rishonim say, we assume that the one who is a greater Talmud Chacham than the other is probably a greater Yirei Shamayim than the other person. So therefore you have to stand up because he's a Yirei Shamayim. But not that you stand up by the Kavod HaTorah. My nafkemina. So there are two nafkeminas. One nafkemina is what if you have a person who is a very outstanding Talmud Chacham and you know he's not a Yirei Shamayim. So then it should follow that there's no chiv to stand up. That's part of the Gemara. The Gemara says that when Geneva walked in, Geneva was a big Talmud Chacham. And he walked in, so the Amoraim said they're not going to stand up for him because he's not in the Dakhik Mitzvahs. He was a Baal Machloikis. Even though he knew how to learn apparently better than them, they felt that there's no Chiv to be Mechaber him because he lacks in Yerush HaMai. That's why Mishael learned the Gemara. But the Chiv to stand up for the Talmud Chacham is because we assume that his ability to learn probably made him into a greater Yerush HaMai. But if you know that it didn't, And then you have a nafkamina in the opposite direction also. Let's say we give the bechinas, and this guy never fasted, but we know that he's a great Yirei Shamayim. So he's a great, very great tzaddik. But he's not a Talmud Chacham. So the Rechi is to be mechaber him or not. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin that they were mechaber, a Baal Maisim. Rabbi Chesko, they're mechaber Rabbi Chesko, who was a Baal Maisim, meaning he was a tzaddik, he was a Rumi, even though he wasn't a Talmud Chacham. So that's the machlokes, the Ran and the Ramban, whether the fact that the Amoraim are mechaber Rabbi Chesko, the father of Rami Bar Chesko, was that Midas Chassidus, so was that Nikir Adin? Because the whole din of standing up in the Talmud Chacham is because we assume the Talmud Chacham is a greater Yirei Shamayim than the Hamonam. But if you, and you assume the one who knows how to learn less is less than the Yirei Shamayim, but if I know that he's a Yirei Shamayim, then there's a chiyuv to stand up there. It's very fundamental machlokes. But the premise is an interesting one. The premise is an interesting one. Everybody agrees that the person who's a greater Talmud Chacham is assumed to be a greater Yirei Shamayim. Normally, it should be a function of how much a person is. The Gemara says, turn the deal a day. No? So here it's the deal a day. But everything comes from learning Torah, right? Everything comes from learning Torah. Okay, we've got to do a little Mishnah Brua to get a little Yirei Shamayim. No? Also learn it. We left out a very important Mishnah Brua, which is not relevant to Ilfas Grifas Hafera, but it's relevant to other deans. It's in the Mishkan Zayin, Sif Zayin, Sif Zayin of Mishkan Guru. It has the whole story about the vinegar, whether the vinegar is kosher or trash. There's a machlek, the Gemara speaks about what bracha one says when he smells the various things. So one of the things is musk. So what is this musk? Fizan, they give me some kind of names, I don't know what it is. So the Rishonim describe it as being born midam shel chaya achas shemiskabetz b'tzavor, some kind of an animal has such a system that it collects a lot of dam in its neck, and then after the animal is dead, this dam dries out, and you take out the blood, and it's mishtana to another thing, and then it has a very pleasant, has a very fragrant aroma. Okay, so that's what they're smelling, and that's what they're saying in bracha and bari min b'tzavor. So the shaila is, is this stuff kosher or not? Are you committed? Some people out of practice, the going out of practice, they would mix this into food, not for the purpose of adding flavoring to the food, but to add a smell to the food. So the food should have a fragrant aroma. Is it permissible? So it's permissible to smell it, that's for sure. The shaila is, it permissible to mix it into food in order to give the food a fragrant aroma? After all, the stuff came from dam, and dam is treif. So the Rabbeinu Zrafi Halevi, Baal Amor says that treif is treif, so you're not allowed to eat it. And the Rabbeinu Yoni Pirosh, and Zrafi, quotes the whole story. Ben Israel, like he says, that it tells the bachilos, it tells it to mix in the big area, because it's dam. Rabbeinu Yaina says that he thinks that maybe it's mutter, because it's nishtana legamre. And he gives a mashal. What if I have a container of vash, of honey, and a piece of nevela meat falls in, a piece of treif meat falls in, and the honey is so sharp? Is it true? Who knows the chemistry? The honey is so sharp that it's going to cause the meat to change into honey. That's what he says. So everybody knows that that, the whole honey is kosher, even that part of the honey that originally started off as nevela and changed into honey is also kosher. So what's the nami over here? If you have the blood that changed into the musk, and it's a shinui legamri, because blood originally has a very bad aroma, and now the whole thing is mishkana legamri, whole chemical change. So here too, it's mutas. So the Rosh says, harba harba boy. He gave a mashal to prove this case. Who says that the din by the honey is true? The Rosh writes, who says that if you have meat that falls into honey, and the trace of meat turns into honey, he says that that's kosher. He says, if we prove that, then we'll discuss whether this is also called mishtana. How does he know that that's true? So that's what the Magen Avraham here quotes the whole discussion. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the whole discussion. And he quotes the Achronim, have a machlokes, some say mutas, some say yos, and he says, the Prima Godin has the following compromise. He says that it's otzer, and Isa Shenishtana remains otzer. The only thing is, but there are so many pasim who are maker, so the Prima Godin only thinks he should go so far. That's the last two lines in the Mishnah Brura of Tatan Zayin. He thinks he can only be maker to the following extent, that if I have this musk, I have this Isa Shenishtana, the Dovarachis, Nishtana Lagamre, and I want to pour it into some soup in order to add, not in order to add flavoring, I want to pour it in order to add a fragrant aroma. But it's not going to add flavoring because I'm going to have shishim against it. So what's the problem if it's going to have shishim against it? Even if it's treif, it's going to be bottled with shishim. No, the problem is it didn't have a bottle of shishim. So the Prima Gadim says that since the whole din of Eimavat Nisla Hatchil is on the Midirabbanon, we discussed before Yontu, the two forms of emibati is not chida. One is lach for lach, one is yavish be yavish. So if I'm pouring the musk, a liquid, into soup, which is a liquid, so it's lach for lach, so we pass it in there, the emibati is not chida, it's not like yavish be yavish, but emibati is not chida directly. So since it's only an issue of the Rabbanon, and if you pour it in, it's going to be bottled, so you can rely on the other poskim, on the Rabbeinu Yonah, those poskim, your rabbi, the other poskim, the Mishnah Shenishtane, is mutter. Not that it's really mutter, we rely on them to the extent that you don't violate any of the Mishnah Hatzilah. So if you pour it in, you have shishim, it will be mutter. That's all the Mishnah Brewer wants to go. That's as far as he wants to go. He quotes the Prima Gadim, he says that's all. But to say that the Mishnah Shenishtane becomes at the Gomer, he doesn't want to go so far. And I would say not to that some say the past is la loha, the Isa Shinishtana is muta. Yeah, this is it. This is what I was quoting it. But the Isa Shinishtana is muta or not, that's this Mishnah Brewer. The Magen Avraham is here. So then on the side of the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kavega tells you to look in Hilchos Pesach, where the Chag Yankiv, Magen Avraham has kashis against the Rabbeinu Yonah. He has a right from the Gemara in Chorvus, the Isa Shinishtana is Osta. Rabbi Kavega tells you to look in the Chag Yankiv, he has a terrorist. On Rabbi Kavega's kasha. The Gemara says in Chorus, I would have thought that all milk in the world is asr. I need a pasuk to say that milk is kosher. Why would I have thought that all the milk in the world is asr? Because dam nekav and asr chalav. That milk originates from, milk in the behemoth originates from dam. So dam is asr. So even after the dam is nishtana to become chalav, it would have still been asr. That's why I need a pasuk that chalav is mutar. So don't you see from the Gemara's havamine, and the fact that the Gemara thought that milk should be asr because dam nechav and asr cholov, don't you see that it is a shenishtana when milk is milk? Gamri nishtana from the dam. Start off as dam and then drop as milk. That's a shim and gomor, the gamri from gams and a different thing. So you see that even in Isa Shenishtana, it's still asr. Don't you see from the Gemara's havamine, that's what the Magen Avraham says. Unless you say that that's even the Gemara's maskana. But that's what the pasuk tells me, that cholov is mutter, that Isa Shenishtana is mutter. The Avmina would have been the Isa Shenishtan is awesome. So the Pasuk of Cholav is not a local din of Cholav, it's a din of Cholav Tarakuba. So that means Isa Shenishtan is Mutter. Is that the Pshat? Magen Avraham says he doesn't think so. He thinks that the Havamina is the din. The Isa Shenishtan is awesome. The Maskana the milk is Mutter. Despite the fact that it should have been Asr, milk is a special head. So Rabbi Gubeg on the side of the Magen Avraham tells you to look in the Chaykenk and Hilchos Pesach, who's Miyashay, the Raya of the Magen Avraham. He has a whole Chidud, he has a Charitis. The Pagyank is usually very bland, has a harifis to parem for the Magen Avraham's kasha. So the Nesibis in the Seban who has paid up in the Korachan writes that a harifis is not evidence. It's a little too sharp, and the parents of the Pagyank is not evidence. The Samsoifer who went for harifis writes, what do you mean? The Samsoifer's parents is evidence, and the Nesibis is wrong. Nesibis attacked the Pagyank that he wrote a harifis. It's not true. The harifis at the Pagyank, the sharp parents of the Pagyank wrote, is demis a terror. From Sefer Paskas Lalo, then it is a Shinishtan is Mutter. But it has to be a Shinui Gomer. Just a Shinui Mikvas, isn't it? It has to have a real Shinui. But the Mishnah Brewer Paskas is not so. Generally, assume not like the Pistei Chuvin. Yeridei quotes the Sam Sefer. He says that it's a Tzorach Iyun to follow that Sam Sefer. Paskas are not so keen about following this Rabbeinu Yonah. That is a Shinishtan is Mutter. Yosef Engel, not quoted by David Horowitz, but Yosef Engel has a long essay in Aswan der Reise, where he has long, long arichas. He says that in my various ksavim, I have a lot to say about Isa Shenishtana, so I'm going to collect it all and write a whole essay. So he has a whole essay around 10 pages long. He quotes all the various maritimes, but else he doesn't quote everything. He quotes everything that he had to say, but he doesn't quote everything that everybody else had to say. There's a lot of literature on the topic. That's one of the aspects of the Shaila of the vinegar story. One of the aspects of the Shaila is Isa Shenishtana, but there are many more aspects.
What was
Hungarian Paskim always follow blindly that Hassan Seifer. They consider him like the Zilma God. So the Hassan Seifer holds that the Chaykenkiv is right, the Magen Avraham is wrong, Isa Shenishtana is Mutter, is Mutter. That's why many, even Galatianen and Hungarian Paskim say it's Mutter, Isa Shenishtana is Mutter. But the Pesach Shuvah, who is a Litvak, he lived in Vilna, and the Mishnah Brewer was Litvak, they're not so on the floor. Just because of some service said doesn't mean you have to be Torah Mishnah, how to give up. Magen Avraham is also somebody. Magen Avraham holds not so. So some safer against the Magen Avraham is not so Mukha, they're going to pass like the Samsung. So the Mishnah Brewer is not so convinced, and he says the Pim Gadi, Pim Gadi is a Yekin. Not really, he's a Galician, but he lived in Germany many years. So he, Pim Gadi says, we can only be Makel with respect to Invatimis and Hatzila. But to eat the same Mamish, It says that not. To rely on the Rabbi Neyer, the Lisa Shemeshtan is Mutter. To eat the thing B.N., that not. Only to be in Vatl of Yishishin, how could they come?
Doesn't the book by Gel, also Lisa Shemeshtan?
That's part of the story of Yisushin. It's part of the story by the Jovan. But it undergoes a chemical change in a long process. But that's a shadow. What if you have an Yisushin Ishtan as part of a natural process? What if... No, Jovan is not a natural process. That's not a natural process. Yeah, that's part of the story. That's part of the Jovan story, yeah. Not the whole thing. Okay, what's in the Reshcha Beit? Okay, so we did Chumash and we did all business. Now we got to do new business. Zimmer Reish Chabbeis. The Torah tells us, V'hafkech Hashem Alakecho, V'chol Levako, V'chol Mavshecho, V'chol Miyodecho. So the Mishnah says, what is the name V'chol Miyodecho? V'chol Mido, Mido, Shehu Modid Lecho, Adi Modo Lo, B'miyod Miyod. Whether the Rabbani Shalom hits you over the head, the Rabbani Shalom does you a favor, it gives you tzah, you have to say a brach, you have to thank Hashem. And the Gemara says, "Kishem shemavachem alaro, kishem shemavachem alatayv, kafem avachem alaro." Mishnah in Haroya. What do you mean, kishem? What you say, atayv ametiv alaro? No, you say dayno emes. Well, amazeh, we say dayno emes because we have things that look like they're good and things that look like they're bad. And the bracha has recited according to our perception. Also, lavoi, the Gemara says, we won't recite dayno emes. We'll say only atayv ametiv. Also, lavoi will understand that there's no tzadik v'ralo. There's no such thing. Everything is tzadik v'tovlo. So we'll always say Atayva Meitin. No one will ever be saying Dayno Emes. But Boilam Azeh, the Gemara says, we don't. Boilam Azeh, we have a Tzadik Viral, and we say Dayno Emes. So what do you mean, Kishem Shemavachem Allah Tavikach Mavachem Allah Ra? The Gemara says, Mukhiv Timi Mekabalit B'simcha B'Ahava. Chavik quotes in Sib Gimel. Why Mukhiv Timi Mekabalit B'simcha B'Ahava? Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Rishon, that this is Ratzon Hashem. That if the Rebbe Shalom didn't want it, it wouldn't have happened. So if that's what the Rebbe Shalom wants, it must be a good thing. Then you should be Mekabalit B'Ahava. I think Rabbi Zevin writes in one of his storybooks, Sikur Hasin, tells the Hasidic Shemaisu, the Chassid came to the Rebbe and he says, he's learning that Gemara in Brachas and he doesn't understand, how can it be the Kabbalah B'Simcha? How is it possible for a person to be the Kabbalah B'Simcha? The Hasidic Rebbe told him, it's a good Kasha, hides in the Kasha, you should go travel to such and such a city and ask such and such a person over there. He has a good shot. So the Chassid listened to the Rebbe and he traveled to the other city. Travel came and met. The other guy was a Pashta Balabas, he wasn't a big Kamakakum. And he said, I have a big kasha, and a big rabbi told me I should ask you the kasha. That the Gemara says you have to be Makabal the Simcha, you have to say the Brocha, Dainamis, and the same Simcha, and the same Abba as you say the Brocha of Hatezah Mekid. How can it be? If the person is pained and a great tragedy occurred, how can it be that he's going to say the same, the Brocha, Dainamis, and the same Simcha? The other guy listens and he thinks for a moment and he says, to tell you the truth, I don't know the answer. It sounds like a good kasha. I never experienced any tragedy. That was the answer. That the person was such a Leibed Elikim, was such a Yeresha mind, that by him everything was a sinful. He never had any tragedy. That's exactly what the Gemara said. That the person should realize that we don't have any tragedy. But we don't. Everybody thinks that I'm the Tzadik Viral. And he's the Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows that already. Ali Vadam is... All the tzaddikim are Abraham and all the Rishayim are Alim, but they just don't perceive it as such.
Is it a business
of
that? Or a business
of Shevach? Teva Meitav is a business of Haidor. What about Dino Emes? Stomach is a business of Shevach. I don't know. Stomach is a business of Shevach.
So this is a subjective reform of what's happening.
Shmara means someone dies. The practice is today people don't say dainam unless one of the Zayin Kroyden dies. Ikra din is a pisa nakta. Ikra din, whatever anybody... Ikra din, you mechuyish pisa. If you win a sweepstakes ticket, you have to say this bracha, tell you, maybe something good happens. What is the Mishnah Berurah quote from the Sefer Chassidim? A guy is so poor he has to marry a rich girl whom he can't stand. He says two brachas. He says, Atayv HaMeitim and Dayan HaMeitim. What is that Atayv HaMeitim for? Because he got married. Because of the money, not because he got married. After any mess, why don't you say, Shachyan Atayv HaMeitim when you get married? So they give Terutz money. Whatever the Terutz money, you don't say Atayv HaMeitim, not Shachyan when you get married. It means he just came into money now. That's why he says Atayv HaMeitim. But he can't stand his wife, so he says Dayan HaMeitim. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Prima Gadim, Kamadumne, the Prima Gadim thinks that people don't do that. He thinks that we don't follow their sense of sin. That if you marry the ugly girl whom you can't stand because she's rich, and you're poor and you need the money, come and do me, that we don't say that, bro. It says Rabbi Yankee Feminine also questions the validity of this state of sin, whether you should really say Dying Adam said he married the ugly girl. He commented in money. No, I think that's the matzah. So that they're not making. The Gemara has a case that sometimes he says, this is based on the Gemara. The next in the Resh Tov Gimel. Sometimes the person says, Hateva made with dynamis. The Gemara has in its base in Resh Tov Gimel. If his father died, he left him a big Yerushas, and he says dynamis because the father died. And he says Shafyanu. If he has brothers or Yarshani with him sharing the wealth, then he says Shafyanu. Then he says Hateva made it. And if he's the only one who's going to get the money, then he says Shafyanu. Whenever it's shared by many, very shared by a few people, two people on board, then he says Hateva made it. Mishnah Berurah quote in it, when you build a shul, when you buy a shul, that the chazan should say, Atei Vameitim, shouldn't say Shafran. I remember I was once speaking, we had a Hanukkah's Beis HaKnesses, I told you that story. So I was giving Halshir Kadim of Beis HaKnesses. But then I explained that they should say, Atei Vameitim, why they shouldn't say Shafran. So there were women there, men and women were attending. So one woman didn't understand. She didn't understand what I was talking about. So she said, but Rabbi, I went through the war, and my parents were killed by the Nazis, and my brothers, and everybody was killed. I want to say Shafran. So I tried to explain that. Teva Meitim is better than Shafyon. I'm not cheating her out of Shafyon. Teva Meitim means not only Shafyon for me, Teva Meitim for all the people in the community. She wants to say Shafyon. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Pasuk that by Shul, there are many people, so they say Teva Meitim is better than Shafyon when you buy things. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Frek Takash, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a meaning not to say Shafyon Bein HaMetzorim. Out of Avela. So here, but here the Gemara has the case, his father died. Ain't of Avela is the God of Mizun. He still says Shafyon. So you see that you do say Shafyon in the middle of Avela. So the Magen Avraham gives an answer, which is a little bit obscure, a little bit unclear than it is. In the end of the Sefer on the Shulchan, explain what he's driving. He says there are two dinim. It's called there are two dinim. The Netziv's granddaughter married Rav Chaim. Chaim and Yeshiva used to say Shurim, used to say over his razzle, razzle Shurim, the Tzvei Alokha, then he would show him where it says it in the Netziv say. A lot of the Talmidim like Rav Chaim, they didn't like the Netziv. A lot of them didn't like the Netziv, they didn't like Rav Kook, he liked the Netziv Shurim, didn't like Rav Chaim. Chaim took some newfangled stuff, he liked the old style. And a lot of the Talmidim like Rav Chaim, they didn't like the Netziv, because it's a different style. And so Rav Chaim sometimes would say a Shir. And then after he would say the Shir, he would present it in his razzle, razzle fashion. Then he would show him, open up the Netziv and show him where it says it in his beer on the shul. His wife's grandfather said. So the Netziv has Asadot Tzvei Halachas in Shafyanah. That's what the Magen Avraham is driving at over here. There's one Shafyanah that you say, and Haglas Hazman. And there's another Shafyanah that you say, based on an occasion. If you buy Konekev and Kadosh, you say Shafyanah on the occasion. If you win a sweepstakes ticket, or you get the whole big Yerusha, the rich uncle dies, and then you say Shafyanah on the occasion. But then there's another Shafyanah, when you see a Pri Chodesh, you say Shafyanah. Why? Because he's so excited about the Pri Chodesh. So in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes Hakranim and say, yeah, that's the Pshat, because he's so excited about the new oranges. So Mikra Din, when I see the new orange, I'm excited even if he has the orange. If he's not as there, the vinegar is, the Rishon has the vinegar, but we don't have so much excitement when he has it. When I have it, and I'm about to eat it, then I say Shafyon. And he quotes it to opinion, but he says Shafyon before the Barpi waits. And after the Barpi waits, it's more correct to say the Shafyon before the Barpi waits. But if he said after, wouldn't pass it to the Hefzik. So you shouldn't have to say over the Barpi, you shouldn't say over the Barpi waits. That's why the Mishnah Berurah presented that the Shafyanah on the Pre-Chodesh is a Shafyanah from excitement. Quotes to say it like that, page 278. But the Netziv says that that's not what the Magen Avraham holds. That's what the other Achrayim, the later Achrayim holds. It says the Magen Avraham there in Hilchos Tisha B'Av is saying exactly not so, that there's a Shafyanah, the Shafyanah that you recite on the Pre-Chodesh means that we have Galev, we have lived to reach another season. We've lived to the cherry blossom season, we've lived to the apple season, we've lived to the orange season. So that's why it's only a thing that's seasonal, that's not growing all year long. And it's noticeable when they start selling, if they sell apples all year long, so it's not noticeable that he's reached a new season. That's why Mikra didn't say to Shachyanu, even if you're not eating the apples, if you just see that there are apples being sold, then you already realize that you have lived to another season. May has come, June has come, July has come, August has come, another season, another fruit season. We get excited when school is over. We have survived. Survived another year, whatever. When the summer is over, when the season is over. So the Gemara has a different thing. When you reach a new season, a pear is growing. When you see the pears in the street, you're already saying Shafyanah. Not because you're so excited that you see the cherries. What does God do? I can't stand cherries. whatever. I'm a nozer, I don't eat grapes. I still say Shekhyama. What am I so excited about? I don't enjoy any food. I fast panesim all the time. I still say Shekhyama according to the Nitzibah's Magen Avraham. I say Shekhyama on the Hagoras Hazman. So he says, and that's what the Magen Avraham is driving at. The Nitzib in the end of the Sefer had the Shaila, whether he should say Shekhyama now that he finished the Sefer. He wrote a whole Sefer on the Shulchan, and he finished all he had to say. Maybe he should say Shekhyama. So he writes a whole dissertation on when you say Shekhyama. That's his closing essay. He'd be around the ship. So he quotes this Magen Avraham. So he says, when a person is in Avelis, he says the Shekhyanu on an occasion, he buys something, he comes into money. The father died, left him a big illusion, he says Shekhyanu on the money. But he wouldn't say Shekhyanu on a Hagoras Hazman. Haraya Pichadish, that Shekhyanu he wouldn't say. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, that in the 3 weeks, he don't say that Shekhyanu. You don't say the Shekhyanu on the Pichadish, because this is his man that's not a happy man. His man of Deinam Torin was Nikva Ba'akadish Baruch as a man built in the Sugal as an unhappy man. So the guy can't say Shekhyanu Ba'azman Azeh, Shekhyanu on Ha'gois Azman. Shekhyanu on Pi is Shekhyanu on Ha'gois Azman. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem, Shekhyanu on the Pichadish is only Rishus. So the Ramah writes in the beginning of Reish Tov Gimel that somehow that all the Shekhyanus are Rishus. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the later Rachamim say it's not true. But the Gemara only says that he quotes Erev and Daf Mem. Hey, I'm in place. Somewhere around there in the middle of Erev. So the Gemara says that Shekhyanu on Kara Charte, on the fresh pears, fruits and vegetables, is only Rishus. So the Mishnah Berurah goes back running with disagree with the Ramah. That's only Shekhyanu on the pears, not Shekhyanu on getting the Yerusha, not Shekhyanu on putting the sweet things in, or Shekhyanu marrying the rich girl whom you can't stand. That Shekhyanu would be a Raiva, not a Rishus. It's not proper that people are Mezalza. Why is it different? It's a different Shekhyanu. One is a Shekhyanu on the sins of the occasion, one is a Shekhyanu on the Hagoas Hazman. So the Gemara only said Shekhyanu on the Hagoas Hazman, that's Rishus. The Gemara only said Shekhyanu on buying Beged Kodesh, on Kona buys Kodesh, he buys new automobile. The Gemara doesn't say that that's a Rishus. The Minigonim is to be Mizal, so we don't say these brachas. But the Akhrenim say, we assume that everything gets to the end of the second chenik of Mishnah Berurah is all Rishus. So they say it's not true, it's not Rishus. The only one thing that's Rishus is the Shekhyanu on the Pri Kodesh. What does it mean Shekhyanu is a Rishus? Means whenever you're excited, you can say Shekhyanu. That's what some say. Whenever you're excited, comes Yom Ha'atzmaut, I'm happy, I can say Shekhyanu. You establish a Medina, I say Shekhyanu. That's what it means. But that's not the Pashup Shat. You know, Pashup Shat, you know, Shekhyanu, the Rishus means, on the free Chodosh that we have, it didn't say Shekhyanu, the Chacham on the stock, and that is the Rishus. But not that they said, we have this bracha, we give you permission to say it whenever you're happy. Whenever you pass an exam, whenever you do well, say Shekhyanu. If you're happy, say Shekhyanu. That's not the Pashup Shat anymore. Hello, ma'am. But the Chacham on Misakin on Hagoas Hazman, which is noticeable, they pre Chodosh, they're Misakin the Shekhyanu. On Chanukah and Purim, also, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mirror, they're Misakin Shekhyanu on the Yom itself, on Hagoas Hazman of the Yom. Someone is saying Shekhyanu on Yom Ha'atzmaut, similar to Chanukah and Purim. What's our question? Chanukah and Purim is a Takanas Chacham, that this day, Al Pidin, is different. מה נשתן היום הזה מכל היומים? מפני שהחכם קבעו בתור יונטף, יונטף חיים בפור. יום עצמו בוזנית על פי דין ביבזן הזה, זה יונטף. ולאז הוא בכל מבאס הזה, זה לא נגיד את בזן תביא מסעקן. זה מגן אברהם הוא כספורים, קוץ המערם על שקר ונצ'ומה, that you don't need a bezin. That whenever a person had a yeshua, he had a hatzola, even a community, that they can make a yontif. Yeah, but the shadow, that's only a private person. Or a community, but not Gantz Klal Yisro. That's what the Chayyadim says, and that's what the Malbim says, and the Bira and Megillah says. The Pashtus is one thing. If the Yom, the Gantz Klal Yisro has to correspond to the Klalim of Megillah's time. That's a Shaila, the Kol Meras is Tshuva. There's the two parts to this Tshuva. One is the Bat HaHalal that we discussed yesterday. One is the Bat HaShekhyanu with the Yom, the Shver Tshuva.
So,
Mr.
Shemru asks,
so
why, when Father dies, why Shekhyanu is and the Yerusha?
I suppose the Shulchan Aruch that we ignore the background of how he got this. But look at by crook, he got the Toyelis. He's happy about the money. Happy that he got some. The Ramah at the end of the minute quotes, the Ramah at the end of Simi Resh Chav Gimel quotes the meaning that when a person buys a new beggar, so you wish him, Tivale, this is Kadesh. You say it's a Scottish, but the Ramo quotes a different meaning. You say Tzvava, it's a Scottish, you should wear it out. You just bought it. It says, Tzareitis Gesunda Head, you should rip your pants and buy another pants. The poor guy just got his pants. You say, rip your pants and buy another pair of pants. But then the Ramo says, the meaning is, even though it's a strange meaning, it means that you don't say that when he bought anything that's made from leather. But you're going to wish the guy, you should rip the shoes and buy another pair of shoes, means he's going to have to kill more bangs. And even though the shoes are made from horse leather, and horses are behemoth mayor, the Rahma Bakom Isaac goes on behemoth mayor as well. So the Ramah says that's the meaning. And even though it's a Tam Cholush Meod, even though it's a Shaka reason, he says that's the meaning that people are marked, not to say Tabala, but the Scottish on leather. But it doesn't say, you don't say Shachyonu. It says God buys the. You don't say Shachyonu, you got him Hashuvim. An important God of Inam. Let the guy. Buys some leather thing, a kosher thing, shrine, something. Buys a mink of, that's a double kosher, no? A mink, whatever, a shrine or something, comes from the behemoth. But then just because it comes from the behemoth, doesn't mean you don't say shakyan. So you don't say on the shrine or on the mink of, you don't say kevala with the stench. But the shakyan, you do say, it's a double kosher, you do say. Okay, so what's blocked on Sunday? We're going to have an early shiur. What time? I forgot already. 9:30. Okay. Fully made. Then on Monday, what's blocked? 11:00.